Rather than go through a court hearing, Ziegler settled with the state ethics board, admitting she violated conflict of interest laws as a judge and agreed to pay a $5,000 fine.
This is the largest ethics fine by an individual in 14 years.
Government watchdog Jay Heck of Common Cause points out the ethics board did say the justice-elect did not personally gain from any of the cases in question, and that may be considered by the Judicial Commission in its investigation.
You know, I don't know that anybody's predicting that she'll be removed from the bench over this, but there may be, you know, some serious fines involved.
Ironically, it could be Ziegler's colleagues on the Supreme Court who will decide her fate. But Heck says there's a perception problem for Wisconsin. This kind of case would have been unacceptable in state government 20 years ago. Now, he says, it's considered the norm.
With all the scandal, all the negativity in our politics, this sort of is kind of just part of the norm. I mean, people just say, well, yeah, that's kind of what we expect in Wisconsin now.
And Heck says that needs to change. Jim Dick, Wisconsin Radio Network.